a new annoying experience at the movie theater.
Oh, good.
Stephanie.
Let's hear it.
I was watching a movie and I heard the guy behind me turn to his friend and he said, "Can we just fast forward through this part?" And his friend said, "No, we can't."
No point for witticisms, you say out loud, films people.
It's movie time. That means the Cube critics are here.
A couple of really interesting films opening this
How
week.
Is The Post? I have not seen this.
Well, this is the dream team. This is the cinematic dream team that people have been wanting for years. Steven Spielberg directing both Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks in the same film about this extraordinary historic moment where the Washington Post was racked over the question of whether or not they could publish the Pentagon Papers. And you have Tom Hanks playing Ben Brantley of The Post. You have Meryl Streep playing Katharine Graham, who is the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And just the drama of those few days as they are basically getting ready to take down the president. Or they think they may.
Okay.
Or go to jail.
Okay. Is this something only journalists would like?
No,
or
no.
Can any regular person get excited about whether to publish the Pentagon Papers?
I think everyone, they actually did a really good job of explaining why this was important when it was discovered that basically the U.S. government had been lying to the people about what was going on in Vietnam. They knew they couldn't win, and thousands of people on both sides were dying as a result. This movie starts off as a journalistic excitement. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? When are we going to roll the presses? And then it morphs into this story about female empowerment, because this was Katharine Graham, who was in charge of the paper because she was the widow of the former publisher, and she was seen as a pushover.
Yeah.
And what was she going to do? It's brilliantly acted by both Hanks and Streep. It's great stuff.
All right, just quick. How does Hanks compare to Jason Robards, who also played Ben Bradley in All the President's Men? Robards was amazing.
Robards is amazing. So is Tom Hanks. Looks a little younger, though, even though he maybe isn't anymore. I don't know. But anyway.
All right. Phantom Thread, P.T. Anderson's new film that he wrote and directed about a designer, a fashion designer in the 50s, late 40s, early 50s,
yeah, post-war in London.
In London. And
designing for royalty.
He's got a very prescribed way of living. No one talks to him. No one butters toast too loud. Just everything. Played by Daniel Day-Lewis. And he gets a new young muse, and she's not like all the rest of the young muses who's been through. And it is a gorgeous film from Johnny Greenwood's compositions that sound like throwbacks to 1950s melodramas to how they design the clothes, and you feel like everything is as carefully designed as these gowns that you're looking at being made.
It's also really creepy. The dynamics of this relationship are so bizarre. And and throw in that, too, they also live with his sister.
Yes.
Who is also engaged in this power struggle. I just came out shuddering. It was so weird.
And you never come, it's not about histrionics. It's not about some Joan Crawford type of women in catfights or anything, but these three people are at war with one another, and it is so subtle and makes you so tense. What a great movie. I just loved it, and I can't wait to see it again.
At war, but also deeply in love.
Yes.
And that's what makes it really creepy.
It is creepy. It's true.